just go over for us once more the basic principles of the outlook and the approach to investing that are going to bring success to the investor?
Action, number one. You've got to get out and do something. Track the market. You know, if you want to do stocks, subscribe to the Wall Street Journal value line. Now, I don't want to get off on stocks, but I'm trying to say that in an overall principle, you must educate yourself, and you do that by taking steps, tracking stocks, tracking properties, tracking yields and interest rates, keeping records so that you understand what's going on in the marketplace and not just take the whim of your barber or your hairdresser or the person at the cocktail party who tells you such and such is a hot investment, better get in on it now. If you track and if you remember the basic issue that assets are worth no more than the income they produce if you are looking for an investment. Let me repeat that. You should pay no more for an asset than the value of the income that asset will produce. That's an investment over time, over the long run. Will the income that this asset produces give me enough money to warrant the price I'm paying for it? If you are simply buying an asset, whether it's a stock or real estate or a bond, with the idea of flipping that to someone else at a higher price without paying any attention to the relative yield, you are speculating. Sometimes speculators make money. Educated speculators such as George Soros can make piles of money. Most speculators go broke. Long-term wealth, pay attention to income, pay attention to where that asset value is going to be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years into the future. Pay attention to what you can do to make that asset more valuable. Don't think solely of what it might be worth in 3 months or 6 months or 12 months. Look at it for the long term. That's my strong advice for building wealth.
Dr. Gary Eldred, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.